Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, the giver of all good things, send forth your Spirit so that through your word he will make our hearts watchful for the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. Keep us from all evil so that when he appears in glory on the last day, he will not find us sleeping in carelessness, sin, idolatry, or unbelief. Through your grace and word, help us be awake and rejoicing at his coming to rescue us from this world and to give us the promised inheritance of eternal life. Bless all those who hear your word this day, that they may have the oil of faith and their lamps be burning. Move us to proclaim your praises, you who called us out of darkness into the marvelous light of truth and salvation. We pray this in Jesus' name. Come quickly, Lord. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this last Sunday of the church year is written in the 25th chapter of Matthew, beginning at the first verse. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.' And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.'" This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear watchers for our Lord's return, on this last Sunday of the old church year, it is important for us to consider what happens when Jesus returns, because he has promised that he would visibly return on the last day. He said that he would raise up all the dead and divide everyone into two groups, the sheep and the goats, that is, the believers and the unbelievers. He told his disciples to be alert, to be watchful, to be sober-minded, and his return will be sudden and unexpected. Now, it's been almost 2,000 years since Jesus said those words. And it's easy for us to not think about the last day and judgment day. It's easy for us to think that it will be put off further down the road and that we don't have to be ready right now. And in after 2,000 years, it's hard to remain alert. With all of the prosperity and peace we enjoy, it's hard to look forward to heaven because for many people, they think that they have it here now. The devil wants us to be secure. He wants us not to have God's word be the priority in our life. He wants Black Friday sales to be more important than the real Christmas. You and I are to wait for Jesus to come. We are to believe that this will happen, and we are to be watchful for that day so that we will have the oil of faith in order to stand on that day. Along with the hymn we just sang, let us therefore look at our text and watch, for Christ is coming. Jesus explained the parable so that we may watch, so that you have the oil for that day. Watch because you cannot buy more oil on that day. And watch and rejoice when the bridegroom comes. The parable of the 10 virgins describes a custom of marriage among the Jews. It was the custom that a bride and groom would be betrothed in an elaborate ceremony. But the wife would stay at the home of her parents until the groom was ready to come and get her, maybe months or even years later. And so when the bridegroom was ready, he would prepare and he would come and take his bride from the home and bring him back to his home. And along the way, the virgins or other people with lamps would light the way, and it would be a festival procession. And at the bridegroom's home, then there would be another feast. And this is the picture that Jesus uses for the last day. On the last day, there will be a joyful banquet. And on the last day, the bridegroom will come. But now we see, as in our parable, the bridegroom delays his coming to take home his bride, the church. The bridegroom, of course, is Jesus Christ. And the 10 virgins then wait for his coming. And those 10 virgins represent the people who belong to the Christian church in the visible world. They are dressed in white, eager to see the bridegroom, and ready to be with their lamps. Only when the shout goes out that the bridegroom is coming do we see a difference in the 10 virgins. The wise virgins brought extra oil with them. The foolish ones did not. What does the oil represent? In the Old Testament, Samuel poured oil on both Saul and David to anoint them as kings. And it said that the Holy Spirit fell upon them. This was one way to give the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Jesus is talking about the oil of faith. The oil of faith in Jesus Christ. Because only faith in Jesus allows us to get into heaven. Jesus' point is that we will not be ready with oil in reserve if after confirmation day, we rarely attend worship to hear the gospel and rarely receive the Lord's Supper. We will not have the oil of faith of our salvation if we think that because our grandparents and parents are Lutheran, that we too will have the oil and we'll get into heaven. We do not have oil if we think that we can bring forth our own good works and that will be enough to get us into heaven. And we do not have the oil if we do all the religious things faithfully but do not have faith in our hearts in Jesus. We do not have oil and we will be shut out as those five foolish virgins were. Therefore, Jesus urges us to watch and to pray so that none of us are so foolish as to run out of oil. Because on that day, we will not be able to buy more. Watch, therefore. While they waited, the 10 virgins fell asleep in our parable. And then the announcement came, the bridegroom is coming. The virgins trimmed their light and go out to meet him. Now, the lamp here is a handheld lamp made out of clay, ceramics. And there would be a spout with a wick, and in the center of the part of the bowl would be where the oil is. And it wouldn't hold that much oil. You'd need more oil to put in there. And you would hold it, and it would be not too hot in your hand, depending on what version of the lamp you use. And so part of that was the light of faith that was described in this. Now, when the foolish virgins asked the wise one for more oil, the wise virgins refused to give them any. And one reaction might be, well, Christians should give other people oil. But Jesus' point in the parable here today is that we cannot give oil of faith to others. In our lifetime, we can give others the word and tell them about Jesus. But on the last day, everyone has to believe for themselves. We cannot give it away to somebody else. And so if they do not have oil in their lamps, if they do not have faith in their hearts on the last day, they can't go running to some other preacher to find out the gospel. They can't be paging through the Bible trying to find a gospel verse. There won't be any enough time. And that is why we need to watch and pray, because the Bible says, no one can come to the Father except through me, Jesus said. The five virgins are foolish because throughout the past 2,000 years, God has sent preachers into the world to proclaim the gospel. He has not stinted on God's grace. And with the modern communications, there are many other ways to hear that message of the gospel throughout the world. The foolish are like the seed planted on stony ground. They believe for a time, But the cares of this world or some other things choked out their faith, and they no longer were believing in Jesus as their Savior. Many people consider themselves to be Christians, but they continue to love the things of this world and live according to its standards and principles instead of according to God's Word. Many others do not see the importance of watching against temptation and sin, so they fall into these things the devil brings them into, and their faith is lost. Many others don't see the importance of watching against temptation, and they have lost the first love of the gospel, and therefore things have become rote, and other things have become more important, and faith in Jesus is not the most important thing in their life. The Bible reminds us that the world is passing away and all the lust of it, but he who does the will of God will abide forever. And to do God's will is to believe, as Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God has sent." Therefore, the Bible says, "Do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Since the world rejects the gospel, and unbelievers love darkness rather than light, you and I need to remain on constant alert so that we are always connected with Jesus and his word and sacraments in order to have the oil of faith, because when Jesus comes, we can't go and buy more. That's why we ask, "Deliver us from evil." And we pray in this petition that Jesus would not lead us into misbelief, despair, or other shame for sin and vice, but that he would deliver us from this evil world and take us to his home in heaven. Jesus states that our struggle is not just with the world alone, but also with the devil. We are fighting against the powers of darkness and sin. If we are to remain steadfast in the faith, we have to have enough oil for the time when Jesus comes. Without the sword of the Spirit, that is the Word of God, we cannot ward off the fiery darts of the devil and his temptations. Without the Word of God, we won't know that Jesus loves us and that Jesus died for us. Without the sacraments, we would not know that Jesus has come to us with his forgiveness and assured us of those forgiveness. And therefore, we would not be ready. I would like you to think of that picture. Open up to us. Open, please. And somebody inside says, "Depart from me, I don't know you." That shouldn't happen to anybody in this world, because God's word continues to go out to talk about the salvation that God has provided for us, that Jesus has sent into this world to be our Savior, that because he loved us sinners, who don't deserve to go to heaven at all, but because he loved us, he kept the law in our place. He did everything right that we did wrong, that we failed to do right. And then he gave his life over unto death on the cross to pay the punishment of eternal hell that we deserve, because he loved us. That's the gospel that we need to know and believe and trust in order to get to heaven. Because only through the work of Jesus can anybody's sins be forgiven. It's been said, no one gets into heaven who is a sinner. And that's true. You can read that in chapter 20 and 21 in the book of Revelation. Only those who are holy get into heaven, into those pearly gates. That would leave us out, except for the fact that through faith in Jesus, Jesus covers us over our sins with his robe of righteousness, so that God looks at us as though we had not sinned. There's nothing worthy of us. There's no merit in us that makes us possible for us to get to heaven. It's all the work of God and his love and his salvation. But it is God's work. And God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. All people. Jesus died for the sins of everyone. And he wants everyone in heaven. But only through faith in Jesus, because only Jesus has died for our sins. Meanwhile, we live in this world and we watch for the time when he comes. And every disaster that we hear about in the news is a reminder of the last day. Whether it's earthquakes or hurricanes or fires or floods or wars or even a snowstorm. It's all to remind us this world will not last. Jesus is coming. We are to be ready and prepared, not just for a snowstorm today, but for when Jesus comes. Do we have the oil of faith? The answer is, if we listen to the gospel, receive the Lord's Supper, we have that oil of faith. Jesus gives it to us. We can be confident that on the last day, we will be gathered together with all of the other people who have been forgiven with Christ Jesus and our saints before him in love. Therefore, we are to watch and rejoice with the bridegroom when he comes. Jesus isn't really delaying his return. Even though the last day seems like a long time away, in reality, we're just one day closer to the time when he does return. But there's another reality that Peter tells us, that Jesus delays his return in order that more people can be brought to eternal life. More people can know about him and rejoice in God's salvation. Peter says that God is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God has blessed us with the oil of faith, and the Holy Spirit assures us that through word and sacraments, we have Christ's redemption and Christ's salvation. He continually provides us with sufficient oil to keep our lamps burning until the day when he comes. And on his return, that oil will remain with us as we enter the heavenly gates. Think of the bliss that God has prepared for you and I. Think of what it means when the door is opened and we enter into that eternal glory, whether it's when we die or when Jesus comes. We will see Jesus in his majesty and glory as the Son of God. God will give us the royal robes of righteousness that Jesus earned for us that covers over our sins. We will be joined with the angels and all the other saints that have died before us to gather around the throne and sing praise to God for his salvation, for making it possible for us to be included with the other saints. And we will experience the total joy of knowing God as he is and being known by God. The joy of not having any sorrow or suffering or pain or death. The joy of being with other people that we have known before us. The joy and peace of life everlasting. That's what God wants for every one of us. That's what Jesus has provided for every one of us and all the people in the world. Watch. Be ready. Have the oil of faith. Know that God is coming. Don't fall asleep and think that it's good enough. Be sure that God is with us. Be sure that we're close to God. Now, that is not law that we have to do. It's simply listening to the word, receiving the sacraments, being assured of God's grace. That's what it means to be watchful. God himself will give us the oil that we need, so that on that day, our lamps will be trimmed, there will be enough oil, and we enter into the feast of eternal joy. May God grant that to us all. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.